Mishne Beis Sholosh Ksosa Shel Tzemer. Talking about a chibur or tuma. If you have three mattresses of wool that are tied together, they're considered one chibur. Shisha Shel Pishtin. Six of them of Pishtin. Six of if they're made out of flax, shloishas dinim, three sheets, shteimos and mitpachos, 12 handkerchiefs, shnei suvrikin, two. The suvrikin is, some say that's some type of pants, some say that's some type of sleeves, choluk echod, one cloak, talis echod, one talis. Lufkirin echod, with some thick garment, coat. All these chibur l'tuma l'azoy. Now, some of them, if you have one by itself, it's considered one unit. But if you tie it together with something else, it's considered two separate units. And others generally goes by the size; it's a little smaller. And then more of them are generally tied together, and therefore, even though you have a whole bunch of them, it's a chibur l'tuma. Yes, if there's more than this amount tied together, in respect to tumah, if you touch one of them, it's matam all of them. But as far as sprinkling the paraduma waters on them, it does not help if you do one for the others. Rabbi Yisi, af loy latumah, even respect to tumah, if you have more than that amount, it's not considered a chibur.
These are all maximum.